The Holy Gospel according to Mark, the 7th chapter. Now, Lord, when the Pharisees and some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus, they noticed that some of his disciples were eating with defiled hands, that is, without washing them. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they thoroughly wash their hands, thus observing the tradition of the elders. And they do not eat anything from the market unless they wash it. And there are also many other traditions that they will observe: the washing of cups, pots, bowls, kettles. So the Pharisees and scribes asked him, "Why do disciples not live according to the tradition of the elders, but eat the defiled hands?" He said to them, "Isaiah prophesied rightly about you, hypocrites. As it is written, these people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching human precepts as doctrines. They abandon the commitment of God and hold to human tradition." Then they called the crowd again and said to them, "Listen to me, all of you, and understand. There's nothing outside a person that by going in can defile, but the things that come out are what defile. For it is from within, from the human heart, that evil intentions come: fornication, theft, murder, adultery, avarice, wickedness, deceit, licentiousness, envy, slander, pride, folly. All these evil things come from within, and they defile a person." The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Good morning, everyone. May God's peace and grace be with you all. Thanks. My name is Lin Qing, and I'm the new intern at Hope. Some of you may saw me or met with me in the past 2 weeks, so you may know me. And I'm very glad to preach today and also very nervous to preach today. So let me tell you a little bit about my background. I was born and raised in China. When I was about 12 years old, my mom first became a Christian, and I started to follow her to the church. Not every Sunday, but most of Sundays. I remember it was a small house church inside a market area where they sell lambs, where usually we gather about 50 people worship every Sunday. Most of the time, the preaching was about 30 to 40 minutes. But don't worry, I won't go that long today. Sometimes I would fall asleep during the preach. At the end of the service, I would wake up and we would say the Lord's Prayer together. At first, I would read the Lord's Prayer with everyone else. And after a while, my mom asked me, "Hey, you should go to remember it," which I thought it wasn't a big deal for me. Although there are many strange words and phrases for my 12 years brain to understand. Then I memorized it, and I joined everyone else as they were saying the Lord's Prayer. But I didn't really understand what they were saying. The reason for me to memorize it is just because they all recited except me. I didn't want to be the one being left out. I even didn't know the Lord's Prayer is in the Bible until I heard a pastor preach on that. And I also remember that we would pray for every single meal, before every single meal. And when people were praying, I would reply with amen. And I would ask my mom to pray for me, because I thought God listened to her prayer. Does God listen to mine? I didn't know. I went to church almost every Sunday, Sometimes I really enjoy a sermon, and sometimes I fell asleep. You know, it's a 30 to 40 minutes preach. It's a long sermon. At that time, I listen to pastors preaching and read the Bible as a wisdom book. Oh, a good story to listen to. I went to the church, saying amen after people's prayer, memorizing the Lord's Prayer, saying grace for our food. And these routines became part of my life. But God didn't become part of my life. I was doing this not from my heart, but from the tradition. In today's story, Jesus called Pharisees and scribes the hypocrites. And Jesus said to them, "These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me, and they abandon the commitment of God and hold to human tradition." We were often taught that Pharisees and scribes are hypocrites, that we should keep a distance from them. But when I look back, I was just like them. I follow all the traditions, but my heart was far from God. And even right now, as I'm doing my internship, this story keeps reminding me, am I doing this to honor God from my heart or for other reasons, for other people? So I think this is also a good question for all of us to think about. As our reading today from James, anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. When we look at the mirror every day, the mirror is the word of God. I want to challenge everyone, including myself, to ask one question. Am I honoring God from my heart or for other reasons? We know in Israel's history, there were 70 years of exile while they were under the subjugation of other countries. They used to worship all kinds of gods. Then the Lord sent prophets to warn them, but none of them listened to him, to those prophets. Until one day, they were conquered by other countries. After 70 years of exile, the Israelites no longer worshipped other gods because they were afraid that the punishment would come if they disobey God. They are afraid that God would leave them if they didn't follow the laws. They follow the laws based on fear but not love. Pharisees and scribes thought that as long as they follow the laws, God will keep on blessing them. And this sometimes reminds me of a vending machine. We put money or credit card into the machine, and we choose what we want, we push a button, and we'll come out. And Pharisees and scribes during the time of Jesus were doing the same thing. Choice one, obey God's law, an outcome, abandon blessing. Choice two, disobey God, an outcome, punishment. And they believed that as long as they follow all the laws, God would not get angry and God would keep blessing them. If our relationship with God is similar to buying things from the vending machine, then Jesus didn't need to come. Jesus come was to rebuild and restore the broken relationship between God and us. This week, as we welcome students back to school, we not only welcome students back, we are also welcome Jesus into our daily lives. And I want to invite all of you, including myself, when we return home today, to think deeply of our relationship with God. Did I lose the relationship with God? Am I willing to build or rebuild the relationship with God? do I want to deepen the relationship with God? Am I honoring God from my heart or for other reasons? Amen.